T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Welcome back, Dr. Rutland, in the studio. Appreciate you being with us.
Hey, appreciate you having me. Thanks a lot.
We spoke about measles last week, and now we're talking about another outbreak. Massive jump in herpes cases reported right after Coachella Music Festival.
I feel less bad about this one than measles. You know what I mean? Like, measles is something like I feel like, all these poor people get infected by measles. The herpes, I'm like, come on, guys.
See, I feel really comfortable because you guys have, what's my nickname? Coachelsea. So I'm feeling a little bit like this whole conversation is pointed at me right now.
What's interesting is that when we were talking about the measles, Chelsea legit thought she was responsible for the outbreak.
Yeah.
Because she came back sick from Cuba one day.
Uh-huh. Well, it lasted like 14 days, okay?
To be fair, you did spend like roughly 30% of April at Coachella, like statistically.
I would be more afraid about this outbreak, Chelsea, than any other outbreak for you.
I've actually always been afraid of going to Coachella. I don't know why.
As a doctor.
Maybe it's the outbreak. I don't know.
He's like, medically, we don't recommend you going to Coachella.
Right? Exactly. I'm just kind of like,
But like, on the real, man, Dr. Rutland, you and I were talking off the air about this, but like, how do you get herpes?
Right.
How can you protect yourself from herpes? And what are herpes?
Okay, so in actuality, there are actually 9 herpes viruses in general, okay, in the medical community. But the herpes that you guys are all referring to are actually HSV-1 and HSV-2. Now, here's something that's going to scare you.
Chelsea's really scared.
I'm terrified right now. My palms are really sweaty.
All right. 1 out of 5 people, so that's us in this room right now. 1 out of 5 people have HSV-2, which is the genital herpes that you guys are referring to.
God.
1 out of 5.
And from your medical perspective, who from inside the studio?
I'd like to go ahead and volunteer. Madge and I probably.
So I'll tell you this. I'll tell you one of the biggest risk factors for contracting herpes virus is actually the number of sexual partners. So if you have more than 10 sexual partners in your life, you're 37% likely to have HSV.
Well, yeah. I guess a lot more of us just jumped in that circle.
Exactly.
Don't even lie, Chelsea. Don't even lie.
The studio's never been that quiet.
Edgar's like, I'm good.
I'm just giving information.
There
guys.
You go. You're all making fun of me because I lost my virginity when I got married. Thanks.
So here's number 1B. 1 out of 2 people, so 53% of the country, has antibodies positive for HSV-1. That's the herpes that people actually see on their lips, right? They get the cold sores and things like that. That's also a herpes virus, which is like really unknown. Here's number 2, and I think I told you this earlier. I told Brian this at least. 65 to 90% of people do not even know that they have herpes.
Okay.
Well, 100% of the people in here don't.
So when you think about everything that's gone on at Coachella and everything that's coming out now, hey, 90% of those people didn't even know, so it ain't their fault.
So how do you protect yourself from getting herpes besides not attending Coachella?
All right, so that's how I protect myself. No, I'm kidding. So the virus actually can shed in those genital areas. So I'm talking, you know, near female genitalia, near male genitalia, and around actually your butt cheeks. If you see, we call them vesicles, inflammatory vesicles. So the little red raised bumps in an area on the skin near there, you're more than likely to contract the virus that way.
All right. That's why whenever I'm hooking up, I wear a miner's light on the top.
The iPhone light is actually powered for this now.
There's an app for that.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly. Yeah. Obviously, if you're male and you wear a condom, you're probably less likely to get that.
Can you get herpes? Because a lot of people maybe don't believe this. They're like, oh, no, I didn't have sexual intercourse with that person. I just had oral sex.
Oh, 100%.
Or actually, you can get it from like making out, right?
You can, yeah. Ooh. Actually, the rates of HSV-1, which is the oral type of herpes, are going up in the genital area because of that. People are contracting that virus that way as well.
Can you cure herpes?
Here's the thing about herpes is once you get the virus, what it does is in the area in which the virus is contracted, say the genital area, the virus will kind of sneak back in the nerves. We can give drugs to help with that. And we actually give drugs to females who are pregnant, who are about to have a baby, that they have herpes. We'll give them acyclovir, famcyclovir, valacyclovir, to help so their babies don't contract the virus once they're born down the canal, birth canal.
So you can just manage it, really.
I mean, again, it's the same drugs that we use to treat the other herpes viruses. So can you be cured, in quotations? You know, likely cured, in quotations, where you're not spreading the virus, especially if you take those medicines.
Well,
I guess we learned about the prevention part.
Don't go to Coachella. If you do, go in a bubble. Yeah.
Exactly.
Dr. Rutland, appreciate you coming through. Make sure you follow him on social media at Dr. J. Rutland. Appreciate you being with us again, doctor.
Hey, thanks a lot, you guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.